Hello, lovely Builders. Today we are here with Katrina Lumsden. Now, she is from Haven Interiors, and actually she's done what we commonly call a Builder pivot, where she's pivoted her business to going from doing property style and creating people's kind of dream home and selling homes to really, I guess, niching in and helping them create their own coastal haven. She does that through, she's got a free webinar that you can check out, and she's got a course, but we'll kind of chat to her about how you too can create your own coastal haven. And I guess what her journey is to getting where she is in the property industry. So I hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry. And as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Welcome, Katrina. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I think it's really interesting. I always find it really interesting when someone goes down a path with a business and then goes, hang on, they make a change. And I always assume it's because they're not loving it. There's something's not connected anymore. But tell us, what were you doing with your property styling business, and what made you kind of change and pivot to helping people with their dream homes?
I had been doing it for over 7 years, and it's a very physical job, and it's a very hard job to do. And as much as I loved the styling side of it, I was just finding that I wasn't getting that joy out of it as much anymore. So it took me a long time to make the decision, because when you build a business and you spend years building it and you create this reputation, it's really hard to just say, hey, I'm not going to do that anymore and I'm going to do something else. So with all the experience that I had in styling, and I really, really loved coastal interiors, I just felt like it was time to pivot. And I have a business coach who just said to me one day, what is it that if you imagine yourself in 10 years' time, what would you be doing? And I said, styling coastal homes and styling people's holiday properties. And she said, well, why aren't you doing that? And I said, I don't know. And she said, well, how do people know that's what you want to do unless you tell them? So it just was a bit of a light bulb moment. And I just ripped the Band-Aid off, and that's solely what I'm doing now, and love it.
You know, I heard this from someone else and I don't know who it is, so I can't reference it. But, you know, it's if you love, you know, I know they say if you love what you do, you'll never work another day, but you work in what you love and your days are amazing.
Absolutely.
I really, I guess, appreciate or value the kind of the thought to, because you had a successful business, and it wasn't that it was going badly, and it wasn't that it wasn't something that people came to you and loved you for, but you just decided that. And to be honest, like, it is a super physical job. It's not one that I would necessarily want to do.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes than just the pretty houses at the end. And, you know, anyone out there that's doing property styling would just be there going, hell yeah, because it's really hard work. And so, you know, doing this now, life's just easier. You know, I've got 3 children, and I spent years, wouldn't say neglecting them, but, you know, like, I was really focusing on this. Yeah. And so now it's really freed up a lot of time for me to be more present with them, working around what I'm doing with them, with my work, and not be set to specific times and deadlines and you know, that kind of thing. So it's a real life work balance that's worked out really well for me.
Maybe talk me through that process of how you, because you were always doing it, and I guess you were doing it for people before, but they weren't necessarily getting to live in their homes, were they, you know, for a snapshot.
So I was styling homes. I was doing private work as well at the same time. Yeah. But they were seeing all the images that I was posting were of people's houses that I was styling, which represented their homes, not necessarily my true style. So that flow-on effect was that I was styling people's homes in that way as well, and I wasn't really doing what I wanted to be doing and where I really felt that my zone was.
Yeah, your passion.
So, yeah.
And look, we've got a crossover in this area where we both help people with the same things, but I think it's super rewarding. Alice, you go into people's houses, you can look at the plans and help people with the flow.
Yes.
And then you'll help them go through the finishes and help them select in that kind of theme that you're creating there.
That's right.
Interior and space.
Yes.
How do you describe it?
I help them to choose all the finishes and to create all those finishing touches in the styling, the furniture, the accessories, the artwork, the window furnishings, and all of those elements that just give it that personal coastal feel and give it that real holiday feeling. You can build a home and you can choose all the finishes and you can put some furniture in it, but it's about that feeling that you want to have when you walk through the door at the end of the day. And everybody's different. You know, there's people that love that really modern style, but for me personally, it's about feeling like I'm on holidays all the time, walking in my front door and just taking that big deep breath and just thinking I'm home. And I want to create that for other people, and I have been doing that for other people in their own homes. So yeah, that's what's so rewarding about it.
I know you recently released a course which helps people learn how to do that, so congratulations. How much work that is.
Yes, it's a lot of work behind that
to kind of go through that process. And you've also got, I guess, or you're happy to share with us, 5 kind of key areas where you can focus to start to create that coastal haven and that, I guess, retreat. I like how you say that kind of home and
yes.
Retreat.
Well, I find that most of the people that come to me are really overwhelmed, and they know what they love, but they don't know how to sort of hone it all in. You know, so I've got like a formula that I've created over the years that really works. And there's 5 steps to that formula. Mm-hmm. So the first step is just to define their style and to really hone in on what their true style is. So I, to start saving pins on Pinterest and saving, you know, your images on Instagram that you really drawn to and that sparks some sort of emotion in you and that you really love, you know, save those and use it as a guide, like a compass to your end vision. Because if you don't have an end vision, then you get off track and you make, you know, silly mistakes and you buy things, you know, just off the cuff.
It's
and
like quiet work.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's right.
I like that, the emotional connection. I mean, that's something that we talk about as well.
Yes.
A lot. It's got to have that emotional, that kind of...
That little fuzzy feeling inside.
Joy. It's like, does it bring you joy?
That's right.
For everyone, like, I love the spaces you create. I love going to holiday in them, but the way we live terrifies me a little bit because I come home. My personal style is a little bit eclectic, but everyone's style kind of resonates with what's really good with them and appreciate.
Right.
You know, this is your zone and your style, and I can step into your house and I know what type of person you are.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, so I love that, and I love the spaces you create. So firstly, we want to define our style and what we love.
Yes.
What are we going to do next?
You know, the old decluttering, to have a look at the pieces and the things that you've got in that space, and using that vision that you've just created, is what's in that space going to take you to your end goal. And, you know, you might have some pieces that you're holding on to that just don't work. You might have to move them to a different room in the house or revamp them, give them a coat of paint and try and, you know, create that look that you want in the room with that piece, or you might have to get rid of it. But you have to be pretty tough.
It's very hard when you've invested in something. But I guess part of creating that cohesive look, which you help people do, is by kind of pairing it back and saying, well, no, what we're trying to do is get one look, not shove a whole heap of stuff that we've collected over years and our taste has changed and the fashion.
That's right. I know. You know, you can have a couple of different styles. You could be coastal Scandi and have a couple of different styles, or a real antique kind of feel about your coastal style as well. It's all about blending and making sure that it's cohesive through the colours and the finishes in your furniture and your timbers and things like that. I've got an old bar, antique bar, that was my grandfather's, and I'm not getting rid of that ever. I just changed some of the little studs in it to these little brass studs, and I'm going to change the top to a nice sort of rustic raw timber instead of the old laminate. And then that will sit really well within my space, and I've got something that really has meaning to me as well. So it's just being sort of think outside the square, and if you really don't want to get rid of it, well, how can I change that a little bit to make that work in with the space?
And not having to store too much stuff just for the sake of storing stuff.
Yes.
Like, well, what
that's
things?
Right.
I know, like, we've just moved into a new home, and I'm like, well, and a few comments were, we've had a disaster, a complete disaster. Like, the kids that got a new couch, the dog has eaten.
Oh, I saw that.
Couch. I want to cry. Do I put all my good things away, or do I just put them on display and have a breakage factor? Because I do have kids. These things are beautiful and they mean something to me. So why can't we use them? And I think sometimes
Absolutely.
We have this, our house will look like that when.
Yes, a lot of people, we all do. We all do that. But when you're in the process, you really have to look at who's living in the space as well. And so that comes into play when you're making your purchases. You know, you need things. If you've got young children, you have to think about what kind of flooring that you have and rugs, you know, are they hard wearing and will they take, you know, the dogs or the kids spilling and things like that. So you have to factor all that in as well. And I guess there's a happy medium, you know, with what you choose.
There is. So we're going to define our style, then we're going to declutter.
Then we're going to look at the layout and create the flow in the space. So we're just going to, and measuring, like measure. And you would be the same with, it's something that I think people take for granted. And, you know, knowing what sort of space you've got to work with and where you're going to position your pieces of furniture. If you've got a beautiful outlook that you want to take advantage of, or do you want to be facing the fireplace, or, you know, just really looking at the flow and the layout of the space.
I agree. I always have a tape measure in my...
Yeah,
I have a tape
too.
Mine's
purple so that my husband doesn't steal it, because he's a builder and he's got about 20 and I've got one purple one, but he always uses my purple one.
And there's something really good about knowing your measurements beforehand. Like if you know that your couch, you're shopping for a couch and you don't need to buy it, but you know that the couch that you would like would be between, you know, 1.8 and 2.3. Yeah? It just
That's
means
right.
you've got this calmness in being able to look at stuff and go, oh, I can't use that, can't use that.
Absolutely. It's a confidence, and it's, you know, it's the same with artwork. You're out shopping and you see this artwork, you fall in love with it. If you don't have those measurements with you, then you're just going to buy that and take it home and hope it works. But if you've got your measurements, you can actually look at it and think, you know what, that's going to be too big. So I've got to let that go and I've got to keep looking. And then you're not making costly mistakes.
A top tip for that, by the way, would be to have it all drawn out and then take a photo on your phone and stick it in a folder.
Absolutely.
So you.
Yep. Definitely.
So we're going to measure and understand our flow and the spaces we're trying to create, kind of the viewpoints that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do next?
We're going to be buying our furniture, but I suggest to make a list or a spreadsheet where you can keep everything in one place. So like what we've talked about, you know, you've got the product that you actually want. You might have a link to the website where the product is and you know, the measurements that you need for that piece. And then budgeting, like the prices and, you know, your tallies at the bottom, so that you can tweak it and you can keep an eye on it and make sure that you don't go over.
Because people think that it's as easy as being able to go, oh, well, I'm going to put that there, that there, that there, and you're done.
Mm.
And to me, and I don't know, like, your creative process, but to me it's a more involved process. It's like, okay, well, and I'm going through this loan, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to change the rug. Okay, I've changed the rug. Now the couch doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's kind
it
of,
flow
I'm just working with the stuff I've got in the house, not buying. I've got a sourcing document like what you're talking about as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've got some photos coming up and I'm trying to get ready for the photos. And it's like, okay, well, here are the things that I can buy. Here are the things that I've got. If I switch this out, I'm going to need to move this. And so that document needs to move.
Definitely.
And progress,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, definitely.
And if I spend $2,000 on an artwork, then I've got to cut costs somewhere else.
You might find the artwork that is that, you know, thing that gave you joy, exactly, which is $2,000. But then you've got to go back and think, well, okay, that's throwing me way over. So where can I save money? I can maybe get the side tables for my bedroom from somewhere a bit cheaper, or, you know, get the kids something a bit cheaper in their room, or... Yeah. So it's just, you know, using that when you're doing your shopping, taking those measurements with you, taking your vision board with you that you've created from your initial defining what your real style is. Within the course, actually, can teach them how to put that all together. Taking that with you when you're shopping, or having it sitting there in front of you when you're online and doing your sourcing, that's pretty important.
Fantastic. And what's number five?
So number five is the finishing touches. So that's all the fun stuff. So that's just bringing all those coastal elements and textures and layers into the space to create that kind of real homely feel. So it's like, you know, when you start bringing your rugs and your plants and your lighting and, you know, all those elements that just truly give it that relaxed coastal vibe. In the course, again, I teach how to create little clusters and how to choose cushions, how to choose the right scale of artwork, and, you know, just so on and so forth. Like, it's full of so much value. So in that last step, I again say to people to go to Pinterest. You know, just in your search engine, just really refine your searches, like coastal coffee table styling, or how to style a bed, how many cushions. Like, you can really hone in and just copy how they've done it in your own way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think there's any shame. Okay, so firstly, most of us aren't getting our houses photographed. So you've got a pretty similar replica of someone else's bed, who's going to see that?
Yeah, exactly. But that's how we learn, though, isn't it? Exactly. That's how we learn. Like, you research and you see lots of different images, and then you take a little bit of that one and a little bit of that one, and you create your own.
And that's what everyone's doing. They're putting their own style, and they're bringing things together in their own way. I guess that skill of kind of noticing and really honing in on, okay, well, I know you've got a marmoset vase behind you with some, you know, gum leaf foliage.
Yeah.
And that's given a certain look to it with a couple of white pieces. So you've done the triangle thing. Oh, I've noticed that.
Yes.
Now when I go to put something together, and you've used three different heights, right?
Yeah.
When I'm going to go do that, I'm going to go, okay, well, how am I putting this cluster together? How does it work? And look, it's probably going to look kind of crappy the first few times you do it.
You just got to play with it. You practice. Because it's funny, you know, when I first started in this industry, I had a really good eye for spatial awareness and how things looked visually. But when it came to those little clusters, I was pretty shit at it. So it's taken me years and years of practice and, you know, a lot of scouring Instagram and Pinterest and just practicing. And that's now something that I love the most. That's where my little, you know, zone is now. So it's funny how, it's funny how things happen, but
it's interesting. It's almost like it's the area you've put the effort and you've put the training and you've put the focus. So you're kind of like, you know, you've honed that skill.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy honing different skills and noticing what other people are.
Yes.
You know, are doing.
Definitely. And that's the thing, like, I love seeing what everybody else is doing as well, because my coastal style, and I've learnt this through all my clients, is very different to the next person and the next person's and what resonates with them. And I can only sort of teach people and style people's homes based on their own personal styles, as well as injecting what I do. So it's a real combination of, you know, working with people and creating their own personal touch.
If they're doing the course and you teach them how to do it, do they have support with you? How does that work?
They do. So we've got an exclusive Facebook group, and the members are in there, and I'm in there checking on them every day. I do live question and answer sessions in there as well. So they've got access to me, like, as an interior stylist, to, you know, they can share photos with me and ask me, you know, help, what can I do with this space? Or they can just ask me questions about, you know, little things that they're stuck on throughout the course as well. So I'm in there with them every step of the way, sort of holding their hand. Yeah, and it's a really, really great little community of lots of different, there's builders, people that have just built homes, people that are renovating, and there's people that are just enjoy styling and want to learn.
You know, in our course, we have the same kind of support system. And to be honest, it's one of the things that I love the most is you've got a community of people, and it's quite a large community, and they're all actively helping each other get to the point. And someone will find, like, there's a curved couch sequence that's been going on. This one builder has she's had her house done, so we've journeyed along picking the finishes and seeing it, and she's come to some of the Q&As with some of the marbles, and you really wanted this pink marble that I ended up with for my table.
But
she was, like, chickened out at the end, hilariously. She's got it's a beautiful home, and then it's been this, like, furnishing this home thing, and people have been, like, throwing her suggestions of couches and, you know, which one, and she finally got her couch last week. And everybody's overjoyed. It's this beautiful.
Yeah, it's a community. It really is. Yeah.
Right. And so that's the thing. If everyone's interested in that coastal styling and that kind of same niche and helping you create, that's a really beautiful thing, because you kind of, you've got the people that are happy to answer your questions. Yeah. I think that's really nice. And I think it's nice that you've been able to create something that fits with your family, but really uses the skill that you've been honing for such a long time.
I feel pretty blessed that I've actually found something that, you know, I really love, that works for me and my family. And I love the teaching side of it. I've actually quite surprised at how much I actually love the online course side of it. And I am a bit of an introvert, so I do like working from home and being in my own little headspace. So it's nice.
So your home sounds very calming, so I can understand.
It is very well, mostly calming. I have three teenage boys, so mostly.
Well, thank you so much. So if you want to get in touch with Katrina or find out more about her creating your own coastal haven, I know you've got a free webinar that people can go on and look through. So if you follow either a link in this bio, or if it's Instagram, it's at Haven, H-A-V-E-N, Interiors, and you'll have a link up there as well. Have a look at the vibe you're creating and the beautiful, I guess, spaces.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming along, and we wish you all the best, and we'll stay in touch.
Yes, thanks so much. I can't wait to meet you in person, but thank you so much for having me. I've really loved it.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.